This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 20th. God's word for you today is remember. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 6, and it says, a delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. What has God promised you? What has the man of God said God has said? One of the beautiful things about God's favorite house, and something I am extremely grateful to God for, is that we are very responsive to the prophetic. Moses was no longer around, but Caleb was saying to Joshua, firstly, this is what God said, and secondly, this is what Moses, the man of God, said. Very often, we hear a word, but for the word to be useful, we need to own it. We need to personalize it. Take the word lifting, light, limitless, or enlargement, for example. You need to actually say to yourself, or to your spouse, or to your children, this is what, well, maybe not a man, but a boy of God, the boy of God said, this is our year of lifting, of light, of enlargement. Again, a delayed promise is not a denied promise. Joshua chapter 14 verse 10 says, now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as a promise for all these 45 years. Today, I am 85 years old. God is keeping you alive for a purpose. There is a reason you are not dead. If you woke up this morning thinking there is nothing to your life or wondering, what am I here for? What is my usefulness? Listen. There is a reason you are alive. If you are not dead, then God is not done. God has not finished. So do not think you are finished. I cannot say it enough. And because you are alive, it is proof that God is not finished with you yet. You may have lost your job, lost your business, or you may appear to be losing everything, but you have not lost your life. Guess what? God will start with that life, and He will rebuild your job, rebuild your business, rebuild your home, and He will rebuild everything you have lost. God gives us a promise so that promise will keep us alive. The reason people feel hopeless and useless is because they have lost sight of the promise. The reason we wake up wondering, what is the usefulness of my waking up, is because we have lost sight of the promise. When you keep the promise alive, the promise has a way of keeping you alive. And when I say alive, it goes beyond just living. The promise has a way of making you have spring in your steps, even when there is no money in your bank account. When you hold on to the promise has a way of preserving your life. Joshua chapter 14 verse 11 says, I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. This was an 85-year-old man speaking. Many of us have lost our fight. We have lost the bite, the zest. We have retired when God has not retired. That is going to change today in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me remember and hold on to God's promises in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.